You got it. You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is Sunday, the 16th day of February 2014. And we're going to be here as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I don't tell this story up front in the broadcast to make it some type of hypochondrial announcement. Just sometimes when the show is affected, a lot of times when I'm sick, which is rare, maybe once a year or so, I have better broadcast because then it makes me settle down and be more thoughtful. But I have about 102 fever right now, and I did go and get a chest x-ray and some other stuff today, and I do have pneumonia in both lungs, but the good news is it's only on the tops. But I tell you, I had my cousin die of this year, or late last year. My uncle died early this year of this. And it's been called the mystery illness all over the United States. But they're doing a swab test of it, but they say it looks like bacteria. And I don't go to the doctor unless I am in serious pain, coughing up blood. These little buggers are in there having an absolute field day chewing on my lungs. But the reason I'm here is because wild horses couldn't drag me away. Quite frankly, I could hardly stand up earlier. I was in there laying on the couch. But as soon as we go on air, I'm ready because the part of my brain that is aware of the threat to society shifts into gear. And I think that's why when I'm tired or been out of town or had no sleep or done whatever, I tend to come in and do the show because it's a crutch. It's actually very, very relaxing until you get off air. Then you're totally exhausted. But David Knight, who filled in last week, and I don't want to say filled in because David is such a joy to listen to because he's so informed and such a wide breadth and width of knowledge. He did last Sunday's broadcast when I took my son and daughters out shooting with one of our friends. But I invited him back this Sunday with us yet again because I just enjoy having his company. And if I need to lean on somebody, he's here. You know how I am. I'll probably never go to the calls, never even let him talk. But he's sitting over there, and we have a lot to talk about. When we come back from break, I just want to be clear. I believe in medical science. I believe in Western medicine, except the fact that it's been hijacked by the Rockefellers on record. Look it up, Rockefeller Medicine. And that they are trying to suppress the good parts of it and expand the bad ones. And here's Time Magazine that came out yesterday, I guess on Saturday. Children exposed to more brain-harming chemicals than ever before. And it goes on to admit U.S. studies, Chinese studies, you name it, that fluoride is one of the main ones. They admit it's brain damaging children. Not the naturally occurring fluoride that you need a little bit of, the calcium fluoride, but the hydrofluorosilicic acid is added. They admit it's brain damaging with children. So that's going to be coming up. And that's my issue and my point. The reason the globalists can get away with stuff like this is it's so diabolical. The average person goes, there's no way they're putting that in the water to brain damage you. No, the Soviets did it in the 30s. Lenin did. That's in not one, but two Pulitzer Prize winning books about World War II because then the Germans, we've got to dig those books back out. I've gone and gotten the citations and read it on air. It came out in the Nuremberg trials that the Nazis were putting it in the forced labor camp water at about 3 parts per million. They put it in 1.6 part per million for us. At 3 parts per million, folks, you start getting real submission. And you wonder why the folks in the camps are so submissive. A, they kept them near starvation and killed anybody that spoke up and stood up. So that's A, B. But C, they were on hydrofluorosilicic acid. This isn't a game or a joke. This is a real deal. And it's a window into what we're facing. Now, we have the big top story that's up on InfoWars.com. We're going to be covering when we come back. We have some special reports that David Knight has filed on that. They're extremely, extremely powerful that I hope you'll share with everyone you know. U.S. Army builds fake city in Virginia to practice military occupation. That's a story that went viral. The nurse practitioner and the doctors and folks I was talking to today at a clinic I've been going to for 15 years, they all saw that on Drudge Friday and were listening to the show. And then he said, are you going to talk about it today? I said, yeah, I'm going in. He was really going to go in with 102 fever. And I said, yeah, I'm going in. Not that I'm some Billy Bad Butt or something. It's just, man, I don't know how long I'll be able to be on air and talk about this stuff. So it's all coming up. And David, you've also got some stuff on the attack on free speech and more, right?
That's right. We've got some news about internet freedom. We've got news about gun freedom. We've got some news about global warming, as well as what you're talking about with the fluoride. We've got some big news about a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision last Thursday.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It's just pancakes.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
And guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to cover a familiar theme on this Sunday, the 16th day of February 2014, Worldwide Sunday Transmission. But there are new, very serious chapters in this unfolding saga. There was a National Science Board study that was put out Friday showing that one out of four Americans do not know that the Earth circles the sun. They thought the sun circled the Earth. Of course, it's been known since the days of Copernicus and Galileo that it was the Earth circling the sun. Over a quarter of Americans do not know the Earth circles the sun, according to the new survey. So there you go. They've known since 1543. I mean, they knew hundreds of years before that, or even thousands, but they would kill you. Burn you at the stake. Heresy. Just like if you say Obamacare raised your rates, even though it did, or you lost your doctor. It's racist blasphemy to talk bad about Obama lying to you. So Obamacare did lower the price of your health care to that of a phone bill, even though on average it's doubled it and is set to triple and quadruple. No. If Obama said that the laws of gravity were suspended, it would happen. Or you're a racist. Now, getting serious here, ladies and gentlemen, the only reason they can get away with what they're doing across the board is there's really not two parties in this country. You've got the Republican leadership on record giving more money to candidates who are running against Tea Party candidates than they are to defeat Democrats. And that's been in the news the last few months. It's on record. We've got all the big associations, all the big business associations lobbying for Tea Party candidates that are just common sense to be defeated. They don't want a real opposition. They don't want two parties. They don't want a libertarian constitutional type group to take over the Republicans, which is starting to happen. It's very frustrating to see this group, the Tea Party, who isn't perfect by any stretch and is very diverse, having a real shot at turning things around for this country and, by extension, the world, and to see the whole system, Republican, Democratic leadership, the controlled press, state-run media combines, going after the Tea Party. Obviously, those are the good guys. If you have 6% approval rating for Congress, if you've got 20-something for Obama in many polls, if you've got the support for this system at the lowest it's ever been in history, the government violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution from pillar to post, then obviously the group being attacked by the establishment 24/7 is the real opposition. And we should take it over. We already pretty much started it, but we should continue to take it over, continue to keep it somewhat free, nothing's perfect, and continue to make inroads with common sense into government. Now, that said, and this ties into the huge news we're about to break here on air, do you know in literally hundreds of public army manuals in the last 5 years and hundreds of Homeland Security briefing reports given to state police that we've broken and have been national news? This is all on record. That the number one enemy going back almost 6 years behind the scenes that they were training for is gun owners, returning veterans, conservatives, libertarians, constitutionalists, Bob Barr supporters, Ron Paul supporters, Alex Jones supporters, get us out of the UN supporters, anybody that doesn't want this country fully gutted by offshore criminals. And notice Obamacare is incredibly unpopular. Almost 80% in national Gallup polls are against it. Last one I saw was 79% were against it. You can pull that up. 79% against Obamacare. In fact, guys, just put that into a search engine. I want to show people that. Some polls are even higher. The point is 79%. So are we all extremists because we don't like it? The truth is we're the real opposition. We're the common sense. What we're saying is popular. That's why secretly in all these training manuals and all these memos and all these military training operations and police training operations and joint operations that violated Posse Comitatus and a whole string of other federal laws barring domestic military engaging in police activities like a third world country or North Korea. I mean, the Revolutionary War started over troops on the streets taking guns. And the difference is now they've gone from having that secret to having it public and putting out via the Army PR news release department. We have a video. Oh, the mock city. And they told newspapers, oh, it's for overseas. It's all part of lying in our face. It's the D.C. subway. It's all in English. It's 10-story buildings. It's 300 acres. And they're training for gun confiscation. You can clearly watch the videos. And it's all over the Army Times and Stars and Stripes the last 3 or 4 years they're doing that. But in the PSYOP, the military's saying, you know, don't run, we're your friends, this is for overseas. And even the papers, and I'm going to read this, said, oh, you know, it's even got a mosque, and it's a Baptist church with Gothic windows, stained glass, and a steeple. And you say, why would they lie like that? Because they've been ordered to. And in a real PSYOP, you lie on purpose to condition people to just accept lies. This is very sophisticated. Remember 4 months ago, the Pentagon came out with an hour-long press briefing. We played clips of with the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Defense. And they said, look, the public doesn't buy our psych warfare anymore. We've got to start telling the truth, A. B, we've got to go out and engage the public. Now, that was another lie. Going out and engaging the public is buying off the blogs, infiltrating, dirty tricks, and this is going on, by the way, and starting infighting and in disinfo. And I want to be clear. In any country, whether the country falls to tyranny or stands up against it, the military and then the police are the key sector. We're not criticizing the military here to bring this up any more than we criticize the German military saying, don't follow Hitler in 1933. But when you become willing servants of an offshore crime cartel, it's a serious issue. So I wanted to go over a special report David Knight filed Friday night for InfoWars Nightly News that is particularly powerful. It's up on InfoWars.com if you want to actually see all this. But for radio listeners, I'm going to air it. DrudgeReport.com, link to it Friday. It caused a big buzz. I went to a doctor's office today because I've got a serious cold, and they all came back and, you know, kind of got around me and said, you know, we're a lot of us are former military, and we know what's happening, and this is really dangerous. And we saw that report, and that's clearly an American city. And, well, yeah. The fact is, the military is actually in all their training manuals saying the number one threat is, quote, the Tea Party. That's even been in Washington Times, Forbes, Associated Press. Again, years after I told you, and people say, some say, well, Alex why, you know, did you tell us about this 15, 16 years ago? But, you know, it's here now, but what's the problem? Well, I saw it a long way off. I knew it was illegal when they were doing secret military gun confiscation, real operations from South Carolina to Texas. And I was interviewing Marine Corps captains and others off record. And I was going to their houses with their uniforms, you know, with the hanging in the closet, the whole nine yards. They were showing me all this. They were explaining how illegal it was. So I was telling you it was a covert, very small operation. It's let's not exaggerate. It's about 1,000 times bigger now. And now they're going operational with it in the news, the sitcoms, the dramas. And they're running fake newscasts we're going to air, produced by Homeland Security, where gun owners are terrorists killing police. So they're casting gun owners, libertarians, conservatives as the terrorist ahead of a false flag event or provocateur event to literally start a civil war. And the fact that we've been exposing this so long has been holding it back. Exposure of this can stop it. We're going to be right back with David Knight.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, remember, if you study history, but one out of four Americans doesn't even know the sun is the center of the solar system. They think the Earth is, in a new study. If you know basic history, you know having militarized police, military on the streets, checkpoints, databases, that you're in a very dangerous, oppressive country. And capital controls are being set up. Domestic checkpoints are being set up. They're going down the list and consciously putting a very serious police state grid in place, not just here, but in every major industrialized world, to convert us to the Agenda 21 system of total government and corporate control. And you've got hundreds of trucks every few months, giant armored vehicles from Iraq, being deployed and delivered to police everywhere. You've got them training. I've got their manuals here. We have articles up on Infowars.com right now with links to the Army's own website where they talk about how they're going to put us in re-education camps. They use the Soviet term. Now they're going to process our Social Security numbers. Remember Katrina? They went and took the guns. And it's not that the military itself's bad. It's that it's being used for this. And so there's a cultural battle. If we cry out against this and say, hey, we need to do something about this. We need to reverse this. This is a serious situation. Then we can reverse it. But if the trolls, who are paid for in most cases, go, there's a big deal, there's armored vehicles. Big deal, they're training in mock U.S. cities for gun confiscations. They may need it. People are on Infowars.com, minority of them, and on Fox News and others that picked up this story, going, well, hey, the Tea Party might try to take over. Thank God they're doing this. So the attitude is, see, this is the new enemy, not Al-Qaeda. Homeland Security has said publicly for 3 years the new enemy is domestic terrorism, and the main enemy there is libertarians, conservatives, gun owners. David Knight, you did a video report for the Nightly News Friday on this. We're about to play that and then get into more detail here, but we sit here reading it all. I mean, here was from last Monday, WSAZ television, where it said, quote, Homeland Security with the military trained for gun owners attacking schools with bioweapons because they're for the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. That's just pure scripting that we're the terrorist.
That's right.
I mean, this is so obvious.
You know, when we were covering the military drills in all these various cities, and one of them, I believe it was in Los Angeles, they got a military spokesperson on it. He said, you know, you train for the scenario you think you're going to be operating in. He said, if you train for a mountain, if you think you're going to be in the mountains, you train in the mountains. If you think you're going to be in the ocean, you train in the ocean. And he was saying that in front of a drill where they were going to be working with the police and first responders, fire department, that sort of thing, in a very domestic situation. And so we said, well, if they're going to go into Iran, are they going to have the cooperation of the police there? Are they going to have the cooperation of the...
Well, I mean, here's the deal. We had the documents back in the late 90s. There is a covert program with military already being used all over the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Posse Comitatus is gone. They just want to play like this isn't happening and there isn't a huge buildup. And again, gun owners, the Tea Party, people that don't want to bankrupt the country, people that don't want their kids being taught how to masturbate at age 5, we are literally listed as the terrorist is the issue. And they keep playing this game like, oh, no, none of this is going on. Let's go ahead and go to your report. But see, that's the PSYOP. They deny it, even though it's in all their manuals. And then we make a debate about, oh, whether it's happening or not, instead of why is it happening? What are they getting ready for? Here's David Knight's report.
The Army is very proud of the new American city they built to practice martial law. The government really can do something quickly. They built this 300-acre city in just 2 years. Compare that to how long they take in your city just to build a road. But then they did have $96 million of your tax money to play with.
To transition from an army of execution, doing what we've got to do, to an army of preparation to be ready for what comes next. This is a place where we can be creative, and you can come solutions for problems that we don't even know we have yet.
The public may not know the problem yet because they haven't yet executed the false flag event that they'll use to openly activate martial law. But the military has been creating scenarios where they can justify a move against small town America for quite some time. And they've made it clear that their enemy is gun owners, veterans, those who want a small limited government, and Christians. The UK Telegraph reported that the town was complete with a subway, railroad, football field, and mosque. Mosque? That's not a mosque. That's a small town Christian church
with crosses,
steeple and Gothic windows. Mosques have minarets, rounded arches, etc. It's not that they've kept the current military's attitude toward Christians a secret.
That's how dumb they think.
It was the U.S. Army that conflated the Ku Klux Klan with mainstream Christian groups like the American Family Association or the Family Research Council, calling these mainstream evangelical groups hate groups. In just the last year, an official Army email and briefings at both Fort Hood, Texas, and Camp Shelby, Mississippi, attacked Christian groups and said they don't share Army values. Most recently, we've seen a FOIA request that showed last year's training scenario in Ohio identified gun owners and people who believe in limited government as the enemy. And then there's retired Colonel Kevin Benson, currently teaching at Fort Leavenworth, who spelled it out clearly in his vision of the future. When the leaders of the group hold a press conference to announce their goals, they invoke the Declaration of Independence. Ooh. And they argue that the current form of the federal government is not deriving its just powers from the consent of the governed, but is actually destructive to these ends.
6% approval.
Therefore, they say that people can alter or abolish the existing government and replace it with another. And while mainstream politicians and citizens react with alarm, right, with alarm to the words of the Declaration of Independence, the Tea Party insurrectionists in South Carolina enjoy a groundswell of support from other Tea Party groups, militias, racist organizations like the Ku Klux Klan. And as we've shown you many times in the past, U.S. military documents describing CONUS operations, that's the Continental United States, where rules regarding the use of deadly force in confronting dissidents are made disturbingly clear with the directive that a warning shot will not be fired. Or this document that talks about policies that would be applied within U.S. territory with the internment, resettlement, indoctrination, and re-education of political dissidents using their social security number. Clearly, it's not for foreign operations. And finally, I think it's significant how detailed these buildings are. They could easily train for foreign urban warfare using concrete shells of buildings, which are cheaper, and that's what they've done in the past. But here they have a completely intact American town, down to the Washington, D.C. subway logos, and a small church building. Looks like they're training for a different kind of conflict. President James Madison wrote, "The means of defense against foreign danger have always been the instruments of tyranny at home." But as Alex Jones pointed out in his documentary 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, way back in 2001, FEMA was telling firefighters and other emergency personnel in Kansas that the founding fathers were terrorists.
That's very different. When people are passionate about what they believe in, they become a very difficult enemy to be. You mean Thomas Jefferson?
Oh, yeah.
You mean George Washington?
Oh, yeah.
Paul Revere?
Yeah.
These guys right here, let me ask you something. Did they try to scare people?
Oh, yeah.
They tried to intimidate the British. Did they use acts of violence? Your founding fathers, my founding fathers, were involved in acts of terrorism.
Posse Comitatus? Constitution? That's just yesterday's red tape.
We're going to go to break and come back and get David Knight to break this down. I'm Alex Jones, and we're going to get into a bunch of other demonization videos they're producing, the military for police. Fake newscast. Stay with us.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, is Alex Jones.
You wonder why we're in so much trouble. Former top neocon in the Bush administration, David Frum, has come out. We have the article up on Infowars.com and said that if you want to own guns, you shouldn't be able to own guns. If the people that want guns are the people that probably shouldn't have guns. That's not actually true statistically, but what does it even matter? This is the whole collectivist model. You have a political ruling class that literally wants to be in charge with a monopoly of power. And I'll explain to you why this is such a big deal. Why Reuters last Thursday came out and said, oh, look at the EU model. We should do that here where they bail in and take 40% out of your bank account and give it to private banks. We're going to have that here where the government safeguards our 401ks and our IRAs by consolidating them and running them and taking a large piece of them, nationalizing them. That's where all this is going. That's why they're putting the police state in place. That's why they're militarizing the police. That's why they're overthrowing our basic Constitution and Bill of Rights. The Declaration of Independence said he has kept among us, that's the King of England, in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of the legislature. The legislatures. And that's it. I mean, you know, third world countries have troops on the street. And I can't go to any big event now. I don't care if it's a kite festival or what it is, without military being there searching bags and stuff, as if a terrorist wouldn't just walk up to the checkpoint and blow it up there. And again, I'm not even against the military person out there doing it. They're being conditioned. The public's being conditioned. I'm being conditioned. You're being conditioned to accept this. And it's targeted in all the manuals at folks that basically like Hank Williams Jr. and John Wayne. I mean, literally, I've been to the urban warfare drills. I've made four films on it. Road to Tyranny, Police State 2000. They're free online. Go look them up. Where I went to the drills first of anybody. We're talking in some cases 18 years ago. Where they were training, no, I'm an American, I have rights, not the camp. And practicing executing patriots. I mean, I have it on video. And then the Marine Corps colonel runs over and goes, Jones, you're not supposed to be part of this filming that. Because they let me in. The film that knew who I was. This is out in California in one drill, Urban Warrior 1999. And they were telling the media, it's for overseas. Well, obviously it has a dual use, but they're on tape. I have it on tape going, where'd you get the guns and equipment in San Francisco? And so your allegiance is to, then the, you know, the officers run over and say, get him out of here. And they didn't stop us because I already had backup people outside who then said they were just tourists and they had to give them authorization to let them get the tourist trip, and then they got all the footage. But they're hiding this because it's totally illegal. And now you have the NDAA, all the rest of it. It's very, very serious. David Knight, we have some other fake newscasts they produced last year for Homeland Security that they show police to again, simulate that gun owners are the ones that are going to kill everybody, that gun owners are the ones that are going to launch bio attacks. They had last week, as mainstream news reported, that we mentioned drills where gun owners are going to release bioweapons.
Mm-hmm.
They are 20 into the sitcoms, the dramas, the movies. The issue is this used to happen secretly on a very small scale. Now it looks like a full rollout. And what is your take on all this?
Well, we keep seeing it happen over and over again in these scenarios that come out. Over and over again, it's the same.
In almost every case, they're trying to fight Americans.
Absolutely. And if you look back at the NDAA, the thing that concerns everybody, when we see this infrastructure tyranny being created, the fact that they would do indefinite detention without trial, be done by the military, and it's put into the defense spending bill, the authorization for that. Now, they also are hearkening to the fact that, well, we have an authorization for the use of military force. So, therefore, you know, they see the entire world under this post-9/11 scenario, the entire world.
And again, our military is run by these globalist interests.
That's right. Now, in this video, one of the things that was up there visually that I didn't talk about is I froze a frame there where you could see the handicapped parking signs. You mentioned it as you're watching it there. You see handicapped parking signs in English. You see the speed limit signs. Everything about that is a very detailed American city.
And they admit they're training for that in their own documents, but then lie to the media.
Yes.
Because we're the enemy.
Yes.
It's a psyop.
Yes. And of course, they're also going after these mainline Christian groups like the American Family Association, the Family Research
Council. Last year, Fox News, after we broke it, covered it, and the Army Secretary confirmed, you know, we teach that if you're in an evangelical period, you will be court-martialed and you can give no money to the Tea Party.
And you see over and over again these guys with the high-ranking officials, lieutenant colonels, talking about how these are the enemy. They're going right down the talking points of the Southern Poverty Law.
Well, we have their local the PR piece put out by the Army from the Asymmetrical Warfare Center, and it's up on Infowars.com in the article. And then radio listeners can actually see the video and the documents and the FM field manuals and all the numbers and links. If you're doubting us, this is so amazing. And you can see right there that they're training for domestic operations, and that it's just absolute treason. And then, again, the big question is, why are they training to do this, and why in their own video do they say, well, we're preparing for the next war, the next threat, and it's America. It's us when everything collapses.
Well, we just had a retired colonel that used to teach history at West Point write an article in Esquire saying, yes, we will take the guns out of your cold, dead
head. That was the headline.
Hopefully, you will be dead of natural causes by then. But he said, hopefully. In other words, if necessary, we'll take them and we'll kill you to take the guns out of your hands. Hopefully, you'll die of natural causes. And see, he's teaching history at the military academy. And that's where he sees the future. You know, when they go into the school.
Yeah, hey, it came out that same week when that broke, a month ago when that broke, that multiple professors at Texas A&M were teaching that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this is a total takeover, and they're doing it.
That's right.
I'm now hearing police on the news going, owning firearms is a privilege.
Yes. Yes, and interestingly enough, we see people who are pushing back against this in the courts having victories, just like we had the victory on Thursday in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and we've had victories in both Washington and in Chicago. But, of course, even when the Supreme Court tells these liberals, because they maintain that the Constitution is a living document, and if the Supreme Court says
they don't follow it,
they still don't follow
it. Because they're not liberals.
Exactly.
They're authoritarians. Well, what would you call these people?
I would call them authoritarians. That's their status. They want to take over everything and have the government run everything. And they're basically a group of criminals who are running the government. They are not going to be held to any law.
And they've got the Republican leadership on their side.
Absolutely.
Let's play this fake newscast produced last year by Homeland Security. This is in the same article, demonizing gun owners. This is the stuff they show police because there's no real examples of this. So they manufacture it. They have school drills. We've got video of that coming up, where the gun owners come to kill the children because they're, quote, Tea Partiers, and they tell the kids in the drill,
right,
the Tea Partiers are coming to kill you, which is nothing but mind control. This is brainwashing. This is like Jim Jones saying, you know, drink the Kool-Aid when the feds come, or, you know, you won't go to heaven.
They want people to be deathly afraid whenever they see a gun. That's why they'll sometimes allow concealed carry but not open carry, and they want you to be deathly afraid of certain things like anybody labeled as a Tea Partier, that's somebody that's dangerous, or militia.
Because that's such a popular movement now.
Yeah.
And is literally taking over the Republican Party. Let's go to that fake newscast. Here it is.
We interrupt our regular programming for this special report. Reports of possible illegal activity by a local militia group appears to have spurred law enforcement into action. John Gleason has our story.
This is the scene of an intensive investigation into the operations of an extremist group reportedly planning a series of terrorist attacks on U.S. cities. Details are sketchy, but allegedly the militia was using this house to store a cache of military weapons. A hazmat unit is now inside the house searching for evidence, while behind me are other local fire and hazmat teams. The FBI is here, as well as other agencies. Earlier today, police raided the house and arrested two men on charges of illegal possession of firearms, but they apparently found more than they were bargaining for.
Get in here! Get in here!
So it's all about creating the hysteria and the simulation that gun owners are about to do all this because, folks, clearly this is all being done to then stage events, blame it on us, and then have political persecution. That's why I harp on this. We're going to come back and cover a bunch of other news on the Second Amendment. Time Magazine admits fluoride's brain damaging children. I can't believe that. But, I mean, David, this is just crazy. Because us saying have due process, don't have troops on the street, that's just saying be somewhat of a free country.
Yeah.
This is 101 free country stuff.
Well, they clearly are training for this kind of scenario. I think that was what was going to happen in Boston. And now we see these attacks on these power plants, and they're saying this one group shot up the transformers, and they release right after that saying that looks like we had another shooting at a nuclear reactor facility.
We're going to come back and talk about that, because remember, in Boston, half the city had to come up with their hands up. It'd be like a blonde woman. They put a gun to her head, knock her around, setting the precedent that they could have martial law citywide for one guy who, by the way, got out of their gauntlet and was outside the city, and he's pled not guilty and was a patsy. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Look at the story out of Bloomberg. Secretary of State John Kerry burnishes green badge in Asia as volcano disrupts trip. He says, we've seen here in Asia how extreme weather events can disrupt world trade. Kerry said to an audience of Indonesian students as business leaders, it's today's globalized economy. The entire world feels it. And went on to imply that the volcano was caused by man-made global warming. This is all a global tax scheme. And you know, the truth is, I want to finish up with the Second Amendment news and then get into this other news, but everybody in the system stands to gain by being more free and more honest and not just living in denial. We have another report here out of Time Magazine, of all places, and I don't just read this in Time and say it must be true because it's in Time. Usually stuff's pretty deceptive in Time. They came out and admitted that fluoride is brain-damaging children in the U.S. and connected to ADHD. That came out actually on Friday, February 14th. That's a big deal. Children exposed to more brain-harming chemicals than ever before. We'll talk about that in the next hour and open the phones up. Again, David Knight is here with us, riding the shotgun. I'm your host, Alex Jones. David, I've been kind of dominating things in between the reports. More points about what we're seeing. I mean, it's so frustrating to be informed, like the Earth orbits the sun, but a lot of Americans don't think that, and they think we're liars.
I thought everything orbited around Washington, D.C.
Exactly. That's actually where it orbits. I mean, we're informed. It's not our opinion that we're right. That's why the evil people that run the government, both major parties, hate the real liberty movement and are demonizing it and preparing the military and police to fight it because we're the people that know what's going on. And if we get the word out to other folks, it's game over.
Well, that's the thing. They're trying to demonize it. They don't want
anybody to, they want everyone to be afraid of guns and gun owners. And so they do what Eric Holder said that they would do.
Brainwash.
They're constantly brainwashing people. We just had this case over in Beaumont, Texas, where this guy's got a gun store and he was hassled going into the mall where his gun store was because he was open carrying, which is perfectly legal, open carrying a rifle in Texas. And so he had the police called on him. He got hassled by the mall. And so he moved to another location. As part of his grand opening, he's got a guy dressed up as a banana with an AK-47 over his back. And again, this guy gets hassled for the
semi-auto. It was like a Mac 90.
Yeah, distracting traffic when down the street they've got a tax place that's got a Statue of Liberty out there. I don't get the connection with Statue of Liberty and taxes, but they're out there telling people that, you know, come here and get your taxes done. This guy was in front of his...
No, in Dallas and in Houston, other areas, they don't allow free speech if it's for liberty.
Yeah, exactly. It's selectively enforced. They say,
you know what I find is crazy?
Feet of a street.
It's the bureaucrats giving these orders, and I'm not kissing the police behind end here. It's the facts, being a talk show host for 19 years, being around the country. After the military, the police, on average, are probably some of the most conservative libertarian people. Well, polls show it, like 98% pro-gun in polls I've seen in national surveys. So they know. Well, why are they following these illegal, unconstitutional orders? What are their unions doing? I mean, look, if they get rid of the Second Amendment, folks, everything else goes away.
Well, the interesting thing is that, you know, we are waking people up, but the mass of the public is also being exposed as continuous brainwashing against gun owners, against the very sight of guns.
The LA Times reported last year that gun crime plunges over 20 years, but public perceives higher gun crime.
Yeah. Well, we just had an appeals court decision on Thursday.
Ninth Circuit.
And in it, they quoted Heller versus D.C. Now, if you remember Heller versus D.C. as well as McDonald's.
Well, the off-duty cop that couldn't have a shotgun.
Right. And both of those established that you have an individual right to keep and bear arms. That's right. The right of the people is, in fact, an individual right, as if we didn't know that. But this circuit court opinion, quotes from Heller, and it also quotes from an 1840 decision, which says things like, the right guaranteed by the Constitution of the U.S. is calculated to incite men to a manly and noble defense of themselves if necessary and of their country without any tendency to secret advantage and unmanly assassination. So that's language from the 1840s that was quoted.
It's about having a nation of men.
Exactly.
Who can defend themselves, and then you have a professional police force for larger events.
That was language from the 1840s quoted in the Heller versus D.C. So it wasn't just that they were saying you have a right to own guns, but you got to keep them in the closet. You know, they said that you have the right to bear your arms. And so
read that again.
They said, this is a right guaranteed by the Constitution, which is calculated to incite men to manly and noble defense of themselves, if necessary, self-defense, and of their country without any tendency to secret advantages and unmanly.
So the general public is trained how to use guns from birth. So that when we had World War I or World War II, the Germans were pretty freaked out.
That's right.
Because especially people from the South or Texas or the West, which had been shooting since they were knee-high to a grasshopper. I've been shooting since I was 4 years old.
That's right.
And people say, how can you do that? Well, you train kids with a 410 with coffee cans, show them the power up front so that, you know, people understand don't touch it. By the time I was 6, I could shoot bullseye at 100 yards, and then by the time I was 10. But they're basically phasing all that out, killing that culture, making it specialized. And I watched last night Tom Hanks's movie, Captain Phillips, which they say is pretty accurate. And I've interviewed some of the captains that wrote books even before his case happened about how they go around the Horn of Africa and can have no guns because governments want the monopoly. Mm-hmm. They can't even have handguns. If they'd had one deer rifle, they could have shot the four Somalis coming in on the back of their boat. They had to, and they almost fought them off with water hoses and flare guns. And, of course, they can be fined for using flare guns. So the ultimate, these guys can drive giant ships through canals and things that can kill thousands of people. Just like an airline pilot can be trusted to fly this giant weapon, this giant missile. But, oh, they can't have a gun in the cockpit.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting to see this quoted. This is an 1840 decision that they quoted in the circuit court, and they also quoted Heller. And Heller was very good. Heller said this codifies a pre-existing right. In other words, Heller versus D.C., the Supreme Court said, you don't get your rights from the government. The government is simply recognizing inherent rights that you already have. Which the
government is supposed to work as a guarantor.
Right. And so we've got some good decisions being made here by the courts.
Exactly. That's what I want to say. There are a lot of good people in the system, in the corporations, in the private businesses. I'm not saying everybody's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But the really evil people, the offshore globalists, look at Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, all the regular suspects, They're go look at who funds the anti-gun groups.
Oh, yeah.
Go look at who funds open borders. Go look at who funds teaching kids how to be, you know, transgender at age five.
Well, you've got Bloomberg putting together mayors against illegal guns. And, of course, we see that even though the Constitution says that you have these rights, even though the Supreme Court says you have
these rights. They've ignored it for 5 years.
The mayor's still infringing on people's rights, absolutely ignoring the Constitution.
Courts rule they can't do the stop and frisk without warrants.
That's right. And they don't care because this is a group that's in charge of the cities, the big cities like New York and Washington and Chicago, and even some of the small cities where they're just a criminal group of thugs that don't have any legitimate authority because they've put themselves above the law.
By the way, I've protested people like Bloomberg, people like Rudolph Giuliani, the IRS commissioner, you name it, our reporters have, and they will literally send thugs up at a press conference. We're just asking a polite question, or even before we have, and say, hey, get out of here, and grab you by the arm, get out of here, I'm going to arrest you. We have to say, we have this on video, we've played many of them, no, no, First Amendment. Then they back off. But, I mean, you deal with these people. I mean, it's like out of a gangster movie.
Oh, yeah.
And they're that close, folks. They've already signed us on to, according to the USA Today, $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives. To put that in perspective, the national debt's, what, $19 trillion now?
Yeah, I don't know.
So the real supposed debt they signed us on to, supposedly our debt's $19 trillion, which is still just gargantuan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's millions of dollars per citizen. Last time I saw a number, I think it's $1,300,000. But the point is that now they've signed us on to these foreign banks. These are literal mafias. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And one of the scenarios that they train on where they come after the Tea Party and they come after conservatives is after a meltdown of the economy. And that's what...
Because we're going to say, don't take our 401ks.
That's right.
Don't take our IRAs. They're saying they're going to take them.
Yes. And we see in this article today about Slick Login. This is a company that was bought by Google where you can essentially log into the Internet just by placing your iPhone next to your computer. It's so convenient.
And it uses subaudible tones.
That's right. And part of that demonstration, what they're showing is that this is very valuable for banks because banks can say that you can only do transactions if you're in certain geographical locations, like maybe your home or your office. At first, it starts out as a security issue, but then they can use it for currency control because, you know, we live in a prison planet, don't we, Alex? And it's like, well, if you've got a maximum security prison, that's one of the worst prisons you can live in. And they're constantly selling us this under the name of security. So for your security at the bank, they're going to enact currency controls, and they're going to use this phone that you've got, which the NSA was bragging about how who thought that Apple would bring in 1984. And they show Apple, they show Steve Jobs, they say, and the zombies would pay for it. This is Big Brother. This is your iPhone.
And the head of Facebook calls their users that trust him dumb efforts.
Yeah, yeah.
They're openly training for war. They're ripping us off with Obamacare, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, hundreds of different scandals. And America is waking up, and the only opposition that's forming that knows how the country's supposed to be run in prosperity is being called terrorist, and the military is now saying worldwide, it's not the Chinese government, communists, it's not the Russians, it's not Al-Qaeda. They're saying in mainstream news, we have the articles up on Infowars.com, that it is the veterans, it is the gun owners. Yeah. And they say George Washington would not be welcome in today's army. Folks, that's treason. This is just open treason in your face. Second hour coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.